Where were we? Oh yeah, you were naming big cities in Tennessee. Let's see. Oh, the one where it's in western Tennessee and the university, the main campus of the University of Tennessee is there. Okay. And then there's another one that has a real neat kind of name, I think. There's a song named after it, and it's about choo choo.
The Wabash Cannonball?
That's close, but that's not it.
I can't think of it.
Okay, the largest city in Georgia is
Atlanta.
Okay. And there's a big seaport in Atlanta. Were you a Girl Scout? Did you tell me you were a Girl Scout?
Yeah.
Girl Scouts started in this city. Daisy Lowe, or whatever her name was, lived there.
I don't know.
Okay. You're not a good Girl Scout, are you? Oh, there's a city right in the middle of Georgia.
No.
Okay. Fort Benning is near what town in Georgia?
Actually,
that.
Atlanta, isn't it?
It's nearer someplace else.
My demonstration there.
Let me give you the other clue. You're going to love this clue. It's the town right across the river from Phoenix City, Alabama. The name of the city is also the name of the man who discovered America.
Columbus.
Okay. The biggest city in Louisiana is?
New Orleans.
Okay. The capital?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And there's a big city in southern Ohio where the Reds and the Bengals play their home games.
Columbus.
Cincinnati. Okay. The biggest city in Kentucky where they have the Kentucky Derby. Okay, let's do countries now. There are only three of them. Paris is the capital of
France.
Okay, and Moscow is the capital of
Russia.
And Dublin is the capital of
Ireland.
Okay. Okay, now, opposite cities and stuff. How far is it about from here to Brussels?
20 miles.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you might say, I don't know
if I want to go.
Okay. If you have somebody, a friend who's real sick and you don't think he's going to get better, you might say, well, it seems to me he won't pull through.
That he won't pull through?
Okay. If you want somebody to go with you, you might say, I won't go, he goes.
Unless he goes.
Okay. You might say, I had a choice of doing two things. I was going to do this, but I decided to do that
instead.
Okay. Then if you're going to use the same word, when you could have used some help when you're doing something, you could have used some help and there's somebody just sort of standing around you.
Mm-hmm.
You might say to them afterwards, why did you just sit around
instead of helping me?
Okay. I might say, why do you like him? And you'd say, I like him
because.
Okay. What's probably the largest Protestant church in the South?
Baptist, I think.
Okay. And you'd say you go to the First Baptist
Church.
Okay. And if somebody becomes a member, you'd say he
joins.
Okay. In church, you worship
God.
Okay. The preacher delivered a fine
sermon.
Okay. And the choir and the organist provided good
music.
Okay. And you might say, gosh, that sunset was just
beautiful.
Okay. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, gosh, church is going to be over
before we get there.
Okay. What did people used to tell children that would come and get them if they weren't good?